And welcome back to today's edition of State of the Arts. I'm Richard Feniger.
And I'm Peggy Nelson.
And we're here every Friday from 12 noon until 1 to give you an idea of all the arts and entertainment that's going on. And we just had a wonderful time with Davina Porter, who is being inducted into the Narrator Hall of Fame. And she got to read for us. We got to hear a little bit of it and just reminisce. And so she would give us some ideas on what's going on as far as sitting down and reading a book, then putting it on. What do I have? One here that's, I think, 22 discs. I can't believe it.
I know. And you know what? The number of books that I've listened to, yeah, all I could think of is, oh, this must be a nice job. You go in and you read the book, and that's fun. No.
No way.
No, this takes so much preparation, yes, and to do it like Davina does is just it's a skill.
It is.
It's beautiful, so thank you, Davina.
Oh, yes. And we're going to go to another guest that we have in the studio, another artist, and this one is an artist who works in oil, and it's the first time that Diane Dunn-Smith has been on the show with us today. Welcome to the studio, Diane.
Hey, Diane. Thank you so much, Richard and Peggy. I'm honored to be here, definitely.
Well, last Friday, after we did the show, Tom and I went over to the Milford Library to see your exhibit, and as soon as I saw everything that you had, mm-hmm, Peggy talked about it in the hotspots last week, mm-hmm, so that we let everybody know. But as soon as I saw what was there, some of it I recognized,
right,
others were new works and everything, I looked at Tom and I said, we have to talk Diane into doing the show this
you're
time.
You're so sweet. I really appreciate it.
Oh,
it's been very exciting.
Well, give us where did all of this come from? This is like another whole career for you after you retired.
I know. I retired and I thought I was going to end up being a writer. That's what my plan was, but I was going to dabble. And I took a couple of adult ed drawing classes,
mm-hmm,
and loved that and was about to sign up for the third. And I thought, you know, I think I'm going to try painting. I had some oil paints. I had done about 10 paintings my entire life before that, but a bunch of them were in 2004. So the paints, mm-hmm, were still okay. I had some canvases and I sat down and I started painting. And I loved it. I just was having so much fun and surprised how much getting back to my drawing. I was always artistic my whole life. But, you know, honing those drawing skills really helped.
Sure.
And then I started painting with a studio group run by a local Milford artist, Barbara Barkhart, who ran like a studio of, there's probably about 6 to 8 people there on a regular basis, and started learning and started, you know, expressing myself and, mm-hmm, understanding paint and the mediums that you can use with paint. And it just took off. You know, it's been really quite exciting.
Right.
It's sort of like 360 degrees, though, because I've known you for a long time.
Yes.
And I know that you went to Pear Art School after high school. And so, as you said, you've been doing art and you've designed sets, you've designed programs, graphics,
yep,
wedding invitations. It goes very artistic your entire life.
My whole life I've been artistic. But I always thought as an adult, if I was going to pursue more, it would be more in the graphic arts.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
mm-hmm,
right,
tended to be my thing.
Right.
You know, I'd dabble with polymer clay or beads or whatever I could get my hands on. But this, something grabbed me. I don't know what it is. It's so challenging and it's so, you're really putting yourself on the canvas.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. You really are.
Let me ask you, when we've had authors on the show before, they have told us the character actually takes over and they're sitting there at the computer writing, and what they're writing is actually coming from the character. Does the same thing happen in painting and oil?
You know, it doesn't start out that way for me. It starts off with a simple sketch. It might be with pencil, usually is with oil,
mm-hmm,
with a little bit of paint. And I do a sketch and then I do the background and then it just starts evolving. Now, mind you, I am a new painter.
Sure.
But the evolution that I've, you know, I'm coming through is just, it is very emotional for me. The characters do come out, and I tend to do more portraiture in a more realistic setting, you know, not... It might be somebody coming up the stairs. It might be somebody sitting on a curb. It might be, you know, somebody slumped over a table drinking a glass of wine. And the sources come from all sorts of, you know, places.
Some of the exhibit reminded me of Edward Hopper.
You know, I've gotten that compliment. Isn't that a wonderful compliment?
It really
to get
is.
As a early painter. I've gotten that so often, and I don't know what it is. I admire Hopper, and I've always loved Hopper, and it just seems to happen. I don't know why. It's not something I'm trying to do.
Sure.
It's, you know, it just sort of, when I started painting, I was very unclear as to what style I wanted to do. And, you know, people would say, well, no, you don't pick a style. Your style will pick you.
Yes.
And it certainly has.
Okay.
I really think that your portrait painting is so strong. And I think it's so brave for you to choose portraits and do portraits of people that you're related to.
Yeah.
And they are, I think they're so good.
Thank you.
And I know you didn't have some early work that you did of your husband, but I always loved that one of Frank. But the one of your, of Brett is extraordinary. And, of course, your brother Bobby.
Oh, I love that. That's the little one where he's like 5 years old or whatever.
Yes, he was out in the woods behind our house.
Uh-huh.
A very safe place to be. Mind you, you know, he's now 50. But when he was five, he was behind our house. And a guy came up to him in our woods and took a picture of him. And he happened to be a young Pear College of Art student.
Oh.
And so my brother came home and he told the story, and my mother forgot about it, said, you know, don't talk to strangers. And a few weeks later, this young man appeared at the door with this beautiful black and white shot of Bobby sitting on a big block of concrete in front of a barn door.
Oh, my God.
And it always got me because in those days, we always had play clothes. So Bobby's pants are over too short, and his and his shoes are all scuffed up and everything. And it's funny. The people that I know are easier to paint than anybody, really, than a stranger. Because you know them. You know how they smile. You know with the tilt of their head or the grin that they might have or the dimple or something, you know.
Right.
And when you get it right.
And you know it.
And you know it, yeah.
You do know it. It could be just a dab of paint. Nothing very realistic looking. It could be a dab of paint that can show a squint of an eye that's... Yeah, it's very exciting.
And I think with this one that you did of Bobby, it's interesting because the photograph was taken in black and white.
Right.
And so Diane had to make a decision about what the palette was going to be.
Right, right.
Which is so creative, really.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun to do that. It is, because you have your own vision. And I knew that the little jacket he was wearing actually wasn't alizarin crimson. It was just a drab gray. But
now, what was his reaction when you gave him that? That was the 50th birthday.
It was the 50th birthday.
Yes.
And we went to a restaurant, and, you know, I walked in and had this package, and he knew that it would probably be a painting. But he was hoping that it was going to be a painting of his boat.
Oh.
And so I had nautical flags on it and all that stuff. And then he ripped it open, and he was blown away.
I can imagine.
He was blown away. Yeah, it was very, very special.
Well, what is the piece of art that you've done that you're most proud of? And it could very well be this Bobby piece, but is there one? I'm sure there is.
You know, it's... Bobby is one of my favorites. There's one that keeps coming up, and it's not well painted, but it is just such an emotional piece, and I know you're familiar with it, and it's called Pulse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
This is Orlando.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a large painting for me. It's the largest one I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sitting on a young man sitting on a curb. He only has one flip-flop. There's some blood on his pants, and his head is buried into his arms. And that painting was just organic. I went to a painting class with this canvas, had a couple of little sketches on it, and I did it in two sittings. And it just, when I was finished, I really cried.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, it was so raw. It was literally a week after Pulse had happened that I had done this.
Now, this is the club in Orlando.
Yes.
That a guy came in and started shooting up it was a gay club in Orlando.
49 people were killed.
Right.
And it was June 12th last year.
Okay.
But this painting can be representative of any one of these tragedies,
right,
you know, that have happened. But for some reason, I'm drawn to it. Like I said, it's not my best work, but it's my most heartfelt work, mm-hmm, I guess is the way to put it.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, what would you say is your most important artist tool, the thing that you couldn't live without in your studio?
Well, besides my paints, good brushes.
Mm.
I like my brushes. And I switch between synthetic and bristle brushes, depending on what I'm painting. You know, I'll switch back and forth. And a good canvas. I've gotten better. I've been, you know, in the beginning I was very stingy about
spending money.
But now I know what a good paint is. And
right.
Know,
what's your next step?
My next step, I'm just going to continue painting, and I'd love to have a studio of some sort at some point. It may be in my attic. Right now, it's a 10 by 10 room in my house, and it gets a little cramped. But the main thing would be to be able to hang some good lighting.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be nice.
Yes, and I saw that you made a remark about that, seeing your work lit properly.
It is unbelievable,
yes,
the difference.
Yeah.
And I've gotten so many remarks about that, how the color is just, you know, remarkable. And it shows it as a cohesive body of work when it's all together and well lit. It really is an exciting thing.
So
really,
Wilfred's done a good job, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Thank you.
It's gorgeous. It really is.
Thank you.
Now, that's what we're talking about is the exhibit that she has of 21 pieces that are at the Milford Public Library, and the library is located at 57 New Haven Avenue in Milford, Connecticut. If you want more information, you can call 203-783-3290. There are varied hours, so I can't take the time to list all of them on this.
Do not go Friday morning.
Yes,
like I
guess.
Because they don't open until 1 o'clock.
They're open Monday through Saturday, though, and they are closed on Sunday.